Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 30th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 235 years ago, today in 1789, George Washington, the first president of the United States, was inaugurated at Federal Hall in New York City, addressing his constituency on the proceedings of a new and free government. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's cloudy and feels like 47 degrees with 8 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:43, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:38. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then mostly cloudy, with a high near 53, and wind of 8 to 10 mph. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, showers likely mainly between 9 p.m. and midnight, with a low around 46 and wind of 6 to 8 mph. Chance of precipitation is 60%, with new rain amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 10 a.m. with a high tide just before 5 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be cloudy with a chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m. and a high near 54 degrees. A slight chance of showers continues Wednesday night. Thursday will be partly sunny and warmer, with a high near 66. A chance of showers returns Thursday night and continues into Friday night. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Jerry Seinfeld, one of the most successful comedians of our time, recently shared a memorable moment from his career that still affects him 3 decades later. During a 1993 performance in Boston, Seinfeld was heckled with a "Heard it!" shout from an audience member while delivering a meticulously crafted wedding bit. Despite the years and his significant success, this incident lingers in his mind, highlighting the challenges and intricacies of developing comedy that resonates and feels fresh, even after repeated performances. Beantown Baby, knocking you down a peg since forever. Now on to sports. After facing strong criticism over their new uniforms, Major League Baseball and Nike are set to make significant changes. Players and fans expressed dissatisfaction with issues like unreadable nameplates and moisture issues, prompting MLB to demand revisions. A memo from the MLB Players Association highlighted these concerns and confirmed that Nike will address the issues by the 2025 season, reversing many of the initial changes to the uniforms, which included problematic moisture handling and durability during play. In local sports, in Game 4, the Celtics on the road beat the Heat 102-88. They now lead the series 3-1 and head back to Boston for Game 5 on Wednesday. And tonight, the Red Sox are at home to take on the Giants. And the Bruins are at home for Game 5 to skate with the Maple Leafs. In top news, Starting your day with vegetables instead of carbohydrates can lead to better control of blood sugar levels. Research suggests that eating non-starchy vegetables before carbs helps reduce glucose spikes, potentially benefiting both people with diabetes and those with normal blood sugar levels. This approach, which involves eating vegetables 10 minutes before carbohydrates, also helps curb hunger by affecting hunger hormones, leading to potentially lower calorie intake and better overall nutrient consumption. In business news, ByteDance, the owner of TikTok, has confirmed that it will not be selling its U.S. operations of the platform, despite a new U.S. law that could potentially force such a sale. This decision follows recent speculation about a possible sale, which ByteDance refutes as untrue. This stance comes after the U.S. passed legislation citing national security concerns, which TikTok has countered by denying any sharing of U.S. user data with the Chinese government. TikTok remains a major player in the U.S. market with around 170 million users and continues to challenge the legislation in court. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $63,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $136. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. An engineer claims to have developed a new propulsion system that defies traditional physics by not requiring propellant to produce thrust. Dubbed an improbable engine, this technology, created by former NASA engineer Charles Buller and his team at Exodus Propulsion Technologies, reportedly harnesses a new force that allows for the counteraction of Earth's gravity. This breakthrough could revolutionize space travel if validated, but it remains highly controversial and unproven, echoing the skepticism faced by previous attempts. Rigorous independent testing is necessary to verify these extraordinary claims. And in entertainment news, CBS is revamping its NFL Today lineup, introducing Matt Ryan to the studio team for the 2024 season. He joins James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher, and J.J. Watt as Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason exit the show. Ouch, where's the loyalty? Ryan transitions from game analysis to the pregame desk, highlighting his first successful year with CBS Sports. Esiason, meanwhile, continues with CBS on the Boomer and Geo show, and Simms departs after a significant tenure. Ryan expressed enthusiasm about contributing to the legacy of the iconic show. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Henry Ford. The creator of the Model T and the Ford Motor Company said, "Remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." So if you're feeling like the wind is slowing you down lately, find a way to let it propel you rather than fight against it. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.